So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And welcome, everybody. Hope you're well. It's Dan. Welcome to today's podcast. And so let's start off with, I know we've spoken about this before, but how many good summers have you got left? Let's have that as a conversation. I'm 50. How many summers do you think I've got left? Like good ones, like, you know, where you're able to do stuff like jet ski or go swimming in the sea or 20, 25. Maybe absolutely pushing it, 30. Like 30's not too bad, is it? But if I only live to 20, for 70 summers, not live, but if I've only got another 20 good summers where I'm physically capable, got all my marbles, and I'm physically capable of doing stuff. And, you know, one of the things I've always thought about is just how short life actually is. And life is incredibly short. Like, you're born and then you go through school, there's 15 to 18 to 22 years of your life gone. Then you're into work, another 28 years. Then you turn 50 and then you kind of get to 50 and you're like, oh, surely not. Like, life hits you and you think, oh, my gosh, people pass away, your dog dies, your job that you're stuck in, and, you know, how many more years have you got left of that? Well, it used to be 65. Now is it 67, 68, 69 before you can retire? It just beggars belief, doesn't it? And then, you know, most people, they retire at 65 and the average age used to be like 67, 68. God, do you remember those days back in the 70s and 80s? It's not that long ago, 30, 40 years ago, right? Now, of course, we're living till we're 80. 82, 83, 84 is the average age of life expectancy, but goodness me, we work from the age of 20 to 30 and we haven't got a clue and we're finding everything out and we go through various pain points. Then we get married age 30 and we have kids through to the age of 50, 55. And then you've got another 10 years of work. Like how many good summers have you got left? And not only how many good summers, but how many of those summers are you actually working for those 6 to 8 weeks over summer? But you can't go anywhere because you've got a job and you've got stuff to do and you've got a business to run and all this extra stuff. And I don't know what the answer to this is, obviously. I don't think there is an answer. You're going to die at some point. I'm going to die. And in 200 years, everybody that you've ever known, everybody that's ever loved you, everybody who's ever known who you are, unless you turn famous for some reason, they're not even going to know that you existed. And so if we put this into context, go do the thing that you really want to go do. Go live the life. If you want to go be an opera singer, go be an opera singer. If you want to go do stand-up, do stand-up. If you want to go join CrossFit and do Ironman, go do that. If you want to backpack across Europe, go do that. Find ways of making this happen. Because this is not just about how many summers have you got left. This is about how many years have you got left. How many good years do you think you've actually got in you left? And I guarantee it's nowhere near as many as you think it is or as many as you hope it is, because it's not. Like, you've got 20 summers left. Where do you want to go on the planet? Like, can you get a list of 20 places you want to go and 20 things that you want to do? Yeah, you probably can, right? Probably quite easily. But when are you going to do them? You're going to run out of time. So this comes down to planning, really. So step one here is you've got to work out exactly what it is that you really want to be doing. That's number one. Like, do you want to go whitewater rafting? We're on about going horseback riding next year in America. And that's something I've always wanted to do, like city slickers, you know, a bit of bonanza. My little one, she loves horse riding, and I really want to impress her with my horse riding ability, which I haven't got, so I need to go get some secret lessons. We went out on our bicycles yesterday. It's the first time we've actually gone out, me and her. Normally we walk the dog and my bike's downstairs. I'm all about doing a triathlon. And I'm like, let's get the bike out. And she was so giddy and excited about her and daddy going out on a bike ride. You know, it's for little things, isn't it? But get yourself a list of all these things. Where do you want to visit? Stonehenge, Japan, Adelaide. I don't know why you want to go to Adelaide. I've made that up. LA, Belize. Where do you want to go? Bali. Like, there's a lot of places on this planet that are amazing. The pyramids, do you want to go backpacking? Do you want to go staying in a camper van, which, as I'm getting older, is looking increasingly more attractive. It's clearly an age thing. I'm clearly getting on a bit. But you've only got so much time left. And now is the time to really make a push to make the money so that you can go out and do whatever it is that you want to go out and do. And so, like, being aware of just how many summers you've got left and how many good years. Now, there's an extra bit to this, by the way, because it's not all, only about how many years have you got left, but how many good years and how many good summers have you got left? Because if you're overweight and you're stressed and you're smoking and you're drinking, like, first of all, let's talk about drinking, because I don't know why drinking loads of alcohol is normalised. I don't know why people go, oh, yeah, I drink a bottle of wine every night. I don't know why that's a normalised thing. You're an alcoholic. And I'm sorry if this is news to you, but this is not good for you. Well, we just polish off a bottle of wine every night. Are you an alcoholic then? No. We're not alcoholics. Yeah, I pretty much think you are. I don't think that's normal. Like, why is it normalised? If you have an accident on EastEnders, here, get this whiskey down you. We're having a whiskey after a car accident. That makes sense. So when the police turns up, that stuff doesn't make sense. But what I'm saying here is, I've gone off on a tangent for change, is that it's not just about how many years you've got left. How many good years have you got left? How fit are you going to be going into your 70s and 80s? And now is the time to start making that change. If you're overweight, if you're drinking too much, if you're smoking too much, if you're eating too much processed food, like, I'm not saying that you have to stop on day one, but you know, if you're eating 5 donuts a day, eat 4 donuts a day and drop that down to 3, 2, 1 donut a day, 1 donut a week, 1 donut a month. I'm not saying that it doesn't even have to be as strict as that. It could be 1 a week. But how good are you going to look in your 70s? And how good are you going to feel in your 70s? And how much are you going to actually want to get off your butt and go out and do all these exciting things now that you've eventually retired? And you haven't got the physical health for it. You've not got a lot of time left here. Sorry, folks. Sometimes we've just got to get real on these podcasts. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.